The police chief of Los Angeles, William Bratton, wants to work with the federal government to go after criminal illegal immigrants in the city. But immigrant rights activists are raising concern. They say the move could lead to racial profiling and make immigrants who are afraid of deportation less likely to go to the police to report crimes. The chief met with activists yesterday to try to allay their worries. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz has a report.
Mr. Chief, I'd just like to say that we will welcome your interest in working with our community.
Carlos Baccarano of the Salvadoran American Leadership and Educational Fund was among those who met with Chief Bratton. Baccarano came to L.A. more than two decades ago from then war-torn El Salvador, where government authorities killed three of his brothers.
So when we came to this country, we had that fear that these police were going to act the same way as our police in El Salvador and in other countries in Latin America.
That's why the LAPD adopted Special Order 40, which prohibits officers from even asking a person about their residency status. It's been in force for 25 years and has helped build trust between police and the city's huge immigrant population. Chief Bratton says he's not interested in changing the policy, but wants his officers to be able to stop certain immigrants on the street and verify their names against federal databases.
An individual who is in this country illegally, who has been arrested, who has been convicted, and who has served time for felonies, drug trafficking, or certain high classifications of misdemeanors, who is then subsequently deported, who then returns illegally into the United States.
Bratton says Salvadoran gang members do it all the time, coming back from their home country to repeatedly prey on fellow immigrants. But exactly how an officer would identify criminal illegal immigrants on the streets remains unclear. LAPD Assistant Chief George Gascon.
One of the ways could be that the officer may recognize the individual as someone that they have dealt with in the past and is subject to this process. In other words, it was an individual that the officer arrested, is aware that this individual was convicted, and then the individual is deported.
That worries Araceli Perez of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
With this recollection that could have been based on 10 years ago, there is the chance of error and abuse. And not only that, but we're concerned that this type of activity is going to spread into fear and diminish trust in the community.
Perez says immigrants may be afraid to cooperate with police or report crimes. She says increasingly, local law enforcement agencies are doing immigration work. Sheriff's deputies at the L.A. County Jail recently started identifying inmates who are illegal and turning them over to federal authorities. The House of Representatives has even considered offering incentives to local police to help identify the undocumented. Baccarano of the Salvadoran American Leadership and Educational Fund worries it's part of an anti-immigrant trend.
After 9/11, the anti-terror law, a lot of immigrants have been victimized by the police in other cities, and we expect the police department in the city of Los Angeles not to cooperate with the immigration department.
Baccarano says he's all for catching criminals, but doesn't want to see the ice cream vendor on the street, who happens to be an illegal immigrant, picked up by police and deported. LAPD Chief Bratton says he doesn't either and has promised to include the city's immigrant leaders as he crafts a new policy to go after criminal illegal aliens. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.